Welcome to Moving Forward, sponsored by MPW MockLink TV and MockLink Internet, online at mpw.org. Each weekday morning, our local talk segment brings you the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Moving Forward on this, the 11th day of May. And with me today is Greg Bach of the Salvation Army. Greg, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I can't believe it's the 11th day of May.
I know.
Already.
It's just flying by. I know. Well, tell us what's going on. I was just talking about this pandemic pantry. So what else have you been doing before we get into that? What else is going on with the Salvation Army right now?
Yeah, we are working with MCSA and United Way and Jesus Mission and at the building, 1000 Morgan Street. We're basically all our services have stopped.
Yeah.
And we have become the hub for the food response for COVID-19. So we have MCSA's down there. All the food pantry stuff for both organizations is down at Salvation Army right now. We're also cooking some hot meals down there every day of the week, really. Kit helps us out on Wednesdays and Fridays, but on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, we do the hot meal, and we take care of all the special diabetic meals as well on Wednesdays and Fridays. So it really is, when I say it's like the ground zero for the food response for COVID-19 for Muscatine County. It is. We're feeding about close to 1,000 people a week down at Salvation Army with our hot meal program, and then hundreds more throughout the week with mobile food pantry and the grocery deliveries. So it's a huge coordinated effort between the organizations. It's an amazing thing to step back and look at the fact that whenever this COVID-19 pandemic hit, everyone over the organizations just stepped up and said, okay, how can we respond and what's the biggest need? And we identified that it was food, because we want people that are, you know, the most vulnerable among us to stay home, to not have to go out and worry about, hey, do I have to get groceries or do I have to buy my medications? Well, no, let us help you out. You can stay home. But we can bring you food. We can bring you groceries. We can make sure that you have the things you need, cleaning supplies now. We can make sure you have the things you need to stay home, you know, so you don't have to go out and be exposed to just the nastiness of this pandemic. It's something that we've never in our lifetimes haven't seen before. Maybe our grandparents and their parents saw it way back in the day, you know, but right now, it's just not something that we've experienced. And so it's a huge coordinated effort, and it's going pretty well.
I'm so excited about this pantry, because, again, it's for me, it's being part of a community that really, especially like when the chips are down, I have never seen a community come together so much as I have since I lived here. So seeing this pandemic pantry, seeing all of the businesses that are involved with this, we've got Blaine's Farm and Fleet and Fairway and Hy-Vee. And I want to thank you guys for doing this, because somebody who has struggled with being able to afford food, especially during this time when all of our hours are cut and things aren't working out, what you're doing is so, so, so important for this community.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things where it's, when we first got here, I tried to make this just kind of known with people in the community. It's not Greg and Liz Bach's Salvation Army.
Right.
This is not. We didn't start Salvation Army and Muscatine. We didn't start the army in general. The army was created way back in like 1865 to meet the need of suffering people.
Yes.
And so I try to get people to just kind of understand that this is your Salvation Army. Like, if you need help, this is your army to come to and say, listen, I need a force for good to rally behind me, rally around me, and help me up.
Yes.
You know, so that's what we're trying to do.
Well, again, it's quite appreciated. Now, tell me about the pandemic pantry. How did you come together with these businesses, and how long will this go? When does this start?
Yeah.
What do we need to know?
Funny, it was kind of actually a cool thing. I didn't even know that they were talking about doing it. I was in the office one day. I think I was in the gym, and Dave Riggin walks through the back door into the gym, and I said, "Oh, yeah, I recognize that guy, you know, from Freezing for Food." And Nora said, "Oh, hey, Dave, it's Dave Riggin." I'm like, "That is Dave Riggin. That's the guy from Pantera Transportation Corporation, you know." So, and he kind of walked up and he said, "Hey, is this all the food you guys have left?" And I said, "Yeah, man. Let me show you the shelves from Freezing for Food in the back, because right now the gym, and really in all the big spaces at Salvation Army, it's there's food. There's right. pallets of food. There's bags of food, but it's not much because we have to keep the supply coming because as soon as it comes, it goes out the door, really. So what usually lasts for 6 to 8 months through from Freezing for Food was gone by March,
yeah.
you know, early April. The shelves were just like bare back in the food pantry. Now, Sissy has been down at Salvation Army working there for 15 years.
Mm.
And she said she has never seen those shelves bare. And in a way, I kind of thought, well, how sad. How sad that we have this food down here. There's people all across the county who struggle with food insecurity.
Yeah.
And they might not, you know, have just the, you know, the understanding we're down there, or they might be ashamed to come down. But then on the other hand, I thought, I'm so glad these shelves are bare, because that means people are getting fed.
Yes.
People are using what we're here for. People are understanding that. So he came and he looked at the shelves and he said, well, what can we do? You know, so we talked about the kind of food we need, the food drives. And he said, you know, I'm talking with the Krieger family, with Joey Krieger, and we're going to do kind of like a Freezing for Food. It's not going to be Freezing for Food because it's not freezing outside.
Right.
You know? But we're going to get the hog hauler and we're going to go around. We're going to talk to businesses this week. And we're going to get the hog hauler and go around and we're going to do a food drive for you. Now, if you can get us the list of food that you want in these bags, we'll make sure that this hauler's filled up for you. And I just, wow. In the moment, I stopped and I thought, man, you know, I had just prayed and said, God, you know, we're very, very well supported by people in the community for this effort. I mean, the Community Foundation, Charlotte Schaefer, you know, and their team and local big corporations have put together this this community fund, you know, where it's matched at $100,000. People who donate to the Community Continuity Fund.
Yeah.
The dollars match dollar for dollar up to $100,000. So we can apply as a nonprofit to the Community Foundation to get funding for food. On top of that, we have people, we've received so many stimulus checks of people going, you guys need this more than I do.
Oh.
Here, let me give you some of this, my entire stimulus check. So we have the money to buy food from the food bank with, but there's something about when somebody can go to a grocery store and they can look at a food list and go, how can I help? And they buy that bag of food or that can of food or that box of food and they bring it out to the truck and they put it in the truck. It just does something to them. It makes them feel like they're involved and they're helping out, which is a really, really, really cool feeling. So the fact that, I mean, Tantera and Krieger's, you know, just stepped up and said, nope, we're willing to do this. We'll provide the manpower. We'll provide the hog hauler. And they went out to the stores and talked to the store managers, and they set everything up in a matter of days.
Oh, my gosh.
It was amazing.
I love it. I absolutely love that. Now, so is the hauler there, or where are they at each? Are they changing it up each day then, or?
So they started on Friday,
yes,
at Fairway. So for 3 days. So today's the last day on round one, because it's going for 2 weeks, that it'll be at Fairway. So it'll be at Fairway Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And then it'll go to Hy-Vee for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then Blaine's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if Blaine's is open on Sunday. And then it'll go back to Fairway for the roundup. Now, after the Hawk Hauler leaves Fairway, I'm going to get the giant. I'm not going to camp in the giant red kettle.
Right.
He's got a lot of stuff going on. But we're going to have the giant red kettle kind of follow the Hawk Hauler to these locations. So people can still go to Fairway and Hy-Vee and Blaine's once the Hawk Hauler leaves, and they can still donate, and it'll go up in the giant red kettle, and it'll all be taken down to the Salvation Army once it's done. But I want people to understand that this is the pandemic pantry food drive, that all the food goes to the Salvation Army.
Right.
It's a ginormously coordinated effort with MCSA and the United Way. And I really have to, you know, shout out Nora Dwyer, who's MCSA's food pantry manager, because she is doing a fantastic job. She's working with Kim Seligman from Muscatine Diabetes Project, and Calvary Church has been down there, and other church groups have come down, school groups have come down, and teachers are driving for us. People are just coming out in droves to volunteer and to help, and Nora really is coordinating the food bag packing side of things. So she's really doing an amazing job.
Well, I wanted to mention that too. Like I was telling people, if you don't want to go into the store, let's say, just for safety's sake, or you just want to get in and get out, that they will have these pre-made bags for you to purchase.
Yeah, and that's really Fairway. That's really what they've sold a lot of at Fairway, is these pre-made bags. And it's been, I walked in that hauler on Saturday and I was like, whoa, because Dave texted me. He said, man, Fairway's going to run out of these bags. they're kind of worried that they're going to run out of these bags. They didn't, I mean, there's thousands of dollars worth of those bags in the hauler right now. And it's 8:15, 8:20. And they started at 8 o'clock, and I guarantee there's probably 20 more by now, because they just kept coming out by the cartfuls and people bringing out. And there's a red kettle out there too. So if you don't want to go inside the store and buy the bag, the kettle, wherever it's at, will, once the days are over, so on today at the very end of the day, we will go through the kettle and take out the money that's in there, the cash. And we'll go back to that store that it was at, and we'll buy stuff from the food list if there's no more bags left. Mm-hmm. So the money that's given at the store will be spent at that store, and we'll go in and get the food and bring it out to the hauler. So you can give donations as well, cash donations, that kind of thing as well. Or if you want to give through the community foundation, where your dollars are matched dollar for dollar, that'll go to the overall effort for the COVID response. And that goes for the community cleaning closet, the food stuff, and for like utility assistance.
Oh, okay. All right. So once again, they're going to be at Fairway today, and then they will be at Hy-Vee Tuesday through Thursday this week, yep. And then Blaine's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if they're open on Sunday. Now, yep. This will go on, I guess, for the duration until we actually know when COVID will be letting up, or will, I guess, yeah, how so long will this go?
This was the Pandemic Pantry Food Drive is going to end next Friday or Saturday, I believe. So they're going for 2 weeks, so until they get like 60 days worth of food. So the pantry, like the actual mobile pantry and food delivery, will go until we just identify, you know, that people are able to get out again, it's safe to get out again, or they have, you know, enough food, or we can work with other agencies who do this as an actual, this is what they actually do, like Milestones or Senior Resources has, you know, the food delivery program. We can coordinate our efforts with them and kind of say, okay, this is where we're at, and you guys can take over this, you know, now.
Right.
Or, you know, because we love meeting the need, you know, and we have social services to get back to, and so we're going to do this as long as it takes.
Right.
That's the thing about the Salvation Army, is whenever there's a disaster, we're usually the first ones on scene and the last ones to leave. We want to make sure that there's total wraparound care for people that need the help. So, and that's working with agencies like MCSA, United Way, Jesus Mission, to make sure that that happens. But we're gonna, so we're gonna do it as long as it takes, and then we will work with individuals to get them tied into other organizations in town that can continue that wraparound care for them. If that makes sense.
It does. No, absolutely, absolutely. For like just one more question for someone, let's say, who has never had to utilize a food bank, like this is new to them. And again, we were talking earlier about, you know, feeling embarrassed, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
How does one go about receiving food?
Yeah. So if you're able to get out and drive, all you have to do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. is our mobile food pantry. You just have to drive up to the Salvation Army and get in the line. And you drive up, and they might ask, like, are you in Muscatine County? And they'll probably ask for, like an identification. You know, and if you don't have that stuff, don't let it stop you from coming, because I'm not going to turn you away
right
during this time. There's no sense in having somebody come all the way down there, you know, and have to go through the, okay, I'm going to go to the food pantry. You know, some people have to talk themselves up to that.
Like, yes.
Okay, this is the first time I have to do this. I'm going to go to the pantry. To go and get turned away? Absolutely not. Like, that's not going to happen. We're going to make sure you get the food, you know. So all you have to do is come, and we'll put the food bag in your car. There's usually bread and sweets you can choose from on the racks outside to tell us what you want. It's a pretty quick process. Nor Dwyer's Pantry, MCSA, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, from, I think, 10 to noon, all you have to do is walk up. It's a walk-up pantry. So you walk up outside to the side door, and they'll get you that way, too. If you're one of those that is, you are like vulnerable to COVID, I think we're all vulnerable to COVID, but if you have like a medical, you know, situation where that makes you high risk and you can't get out, call Salvation Army, United Way, or MCSA, and we can get you on the list for the Monday, Wednesday, Friday hot meal delivery and the Thursday grocery bag delivery.
Excellent. And we'll get those numbers up on our website too, so that way people can access that a little easier. Yeah. Greg Bach, I always appreciate having you on. It's always a pleasure, and please feel free to come on anytime and let us know how this is going and how else we can continue to help.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for covering this. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, you have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. You've been listening to Moving Forward on KWPC, the voice of Muscatine.
We'd like to thank MPW Digital TV and MockLink Internet, the local providers, for sponsoring Moving Forward on KWPC AM 860, FM 95.1, the voice of Muscatine. If you have a suggestion for a guest, we'd like to hear from you. Call our business line at 263-2442 or click mail at voiceofmuscatine.com. It's Moving Forward, weekdays at 8:15.
KWPC.